Duke Dance. Dal Erickson with you live in studio. Also joining us live in studio now is Jesse Hooper, long snapper for the Wyoming Cowboys and Summit Academy Bears alumni. Jesse, good morning. How are you, man?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
He is decked out, Duke. This is so awesome. I saw him show up on the street, getting ready to walk in the studio, and I'm like, yeah. He's got his Letterman jacket on, Wyoming jacket. That's good looking, by the way. He's got his hat. He's got his bowl ring. He's representing the bling. It's just like, all it does is make me even sadder that we're not playing college football this year. And so, Jesse, let's start right there for a minute. You guys work your tails off. Obviously in an off season, especially, you know, you look at the situation where the Cowboys were coming back with the bowl win. They won 9 games, or bringing back all these guys. They're voted to be, you know, one of the teams to contend for the Mountain West championship. You guys got this momentum rolling. You guys as athletes go through all you jump through all the hoops to be tested. How many times were you tested?
I was tested twice. The football team was tested twice, and then I'm not sure how many times the other athletic teams were, but I know the football team was tested twice.
But I guess, you know, for the University of Wyoming, you guys go through all the process to get tested. No positive tests for Wyoming. Wyoming did everything right, and then there's no season. It's got to be. I mean, we can say that it's tough, but you as an athlete that went through that, can you give us kind of an idea of what that felt like?
Yeah, I don't know if there was a word to attach how the team felt when we got the news that the season had been canceled. There was emotions and questions and a lot of frustration because, you know, like you said, we came in and we did everything right. And I'm not 100% sure about this, but I'm pretty sure we were the first college football team in America to return to workouts and everything amidst the pandemic. And we did it all right. Our guys, you know, nobody went out to bars. Nobody went out partying. Everybody socially distanced. Everybody wore a mask when they needed to. And we did it right. And to know that even when you do it right, you put in all the effort and it still was taken away, it was really frustrating and really sad.
So once that announcement was made, Jesse, what did that mean for you guys? I mean, obviously, you're not Laramie today. So did a lot of people go home? I mean, there's still school, right? You're student athletes, right? So, I mean, people are still doing classes. And I mean, what does that mean for you guys from an athletic standpoint as far as are you now preparing for spring? What's your training like? What are things going? What are you doing now?
They made it clear that if you wanted to go home for a little bit, by all means, go. I know a lot of guys, a couple teammates were even the next day on the next plane back home. And the guys that were still in Laramie, they have, you know, some voluntary lifting right now, you know, working out like that. Meals are still being provided for the team, but, you know, nothing mandatory. I know, I'm sure within the next month we'll get back to mandatory stuff. But as of right now, I think most classes for everybody are online. Like, my whole schedule is online this semester. So, you know, a lot of guys are probably just, I guess we're all just kind of in a waiting period. This thing is, we have as much questions as everybody else does. So,
and I guess that's kind of where I'm headed is, you know, people are using the word postponed because there's this concept of doing something that hasn't been done before, which is a spring football season. Now, Duke and I have discussed this, and he's asked my opinion, and we've got our own opinions on it. What's your opinion of a potential spring season, and do you see it happening?
I don't know if I'm in a position to have an opinion about it. I do know this. I know everybody from, you know, California and Florida and places that talk about spring season have obviously never stood in Laramie in the middle of January or February.
That's a good point.
But, you know, I think it also, if that is what happens, you know, everybody who knows Wyoming knows that we're tough and we'll do what we got to do. But as for a spring season, I know it'd be cold. I know that. I don't really know how I feel about a spring season, because then you have to also think about, you know, how long is the season going to be? Because are we going to play in the fall, or is it just going to be a permanently spring event now? Like, those are the questions that I think even the players have, because we want to know, you know, if say we, you know, get hurt in January, is that going to put us out not just for one season, but for two seasons?
Yeah,
or, you know what I mean? Things like that. So
Jesse Hooper's with us this morning. He's on the one of the long snappers for the University of Wyoming Cowboys. So Jesse, as far as I guess you, tell us more about yourself. How long have you been dressing for Wyoming and playing, and kind of what year are you in for the Cowboys?
So I'm going into, this would have been my junior season, my true junior season. I am going in, about to finish up my third year in Laramie. I came in early my senior year. It was January of 2018 is when I started. Started two seasons since then, every game since I got here. Very thankful for that. Very thankful I've been able to stay healthy. I think that's the biggest thing I'm thankful for. Created some really fun memories.
So this even puts you personally in a kind of more unique situation, because you're on track to graduate early, right? Is what it sounds like. So for someone like you, you're hoping to get, okay, one of the questions is, if we don't play, do I lose a year of eligibility? Does that carry over? But you're thinking, well, you know, I'm going to graduate early anyway, right? So, I mean, there's all those types of questions moving forward.
Well, yeah, especially I think, you know, with eligibility, because there's a couple guys that are in the city, you know, their eligibility, they exceeds the amount of time they have left on their undergraduate degree. So it gives you time to pursue a graduate degree or things like that. So I think right now we're, you know, once again, just kind of in that question phase of, you know, yeah, we're going to graduate in December, but so how's our eligibility going to work out? You know, some guys still have 2 years, some guys still have, you know, a year. Like, there's a lot of questions. So,
well, obviously, we hope those questions will lead to some games sooner rather than later, and that people figure this out. What we do know for sure, there's a game today, you've got, let's be honest, you've got some, we've been talking with you, we're on the same side, and now we're going to talk a little different. I know you got your Wyoming stuff on, but underneath your Wyoming jacket, you got your Summit shirt on. Obviously, you graduated from Summit Academy. Your brother plays for the Bears, and we got a fun matchup scheduled for this evening. Tell us, as an alumnus of Summit Academy, what is the mentality? What do the Bears want to do on the road in a game like this?
Play fast. That's kind of always been the unspoken mantra. You know, we want to play fast, want to keep tempo going, whether it's on offense, you know, like you were talking about earlier, the explosive plays, tempo, trying to, you know, keep plays coming every 15-20ish seconds. And then defensively, I think it's all just doing your best to fit the team you're playing against. And I know for a fact it's going to be interesting to see what happens tonight, just because, you know, like you said, there's no film. There's no film for Star Valley. So they don't have, the only thing they're preparing for is stuff they've seen last year. So it'll be interesting.
Now, as Dal mentioned, your younger brother's on the team. So have you had a chance to talk to him about what preparations have, not asking you to drop the golden nuggets and the secrets and everything, but have you had a chance to talk to your brother about how they've been preparing for this game without film and some of the things that they're doing to get ready?
I haven't really talked to him about that. Most of our conversations are about long snapping. He's actually Summit's long snapper too.
So it's a family business.
It is. Yeah. It's definitely a family affair. If it's anything like it was when I was in high school, I mean, Coach Hamill, he'll find his ways. But as far as, you know, specifically this week, I haven't really talked to him much about what they've been doing to prepare. So.
Now, one thing we've kind of touched on, the matchup last year was basically all Braves. And there was a lot of, it seems like Summit is wanting to kind of have a little bit of payback. And as far as that goes, Coach Hamilton was saying how maybe they were a bit young last year, and we were talking how the Braves had a lot of seniors, things like that. What do you expect to see as far as that, as far as a motivation mentality, as far as that goes?
First off, I just have to say that team last year that you guys had was, I remember my fiance and I sitting in our apartment before the Missouri game watching that, just going, wow, like, that is definitely not, you know, we didn't know what to expect, but that was, that exceeded all expectations. That was probably a team of the decades. I'm not sure how you guys,
it was a special group for sure,
but that was a special group. That was crazy. But mentality wise, I think last year, probably, you know, like you said, they were young. They had just come off a state championship, so obviously a lot of high expectations. The good thing is this year, a lot of those younger guys are now back, and in the last 2 weeks, they've shown a lot of improvement, especially Joe Garlick, a quarterback. Last year, you know, it's always hard to step in and play quarterback as a, you know, when you haven't started before, and he's made plenty of strides as far as knowing when to throw, knowing when not to throw. So I think the mentality is just, you know, we'll get to a point where we can play, and hopefully we get to a point where we're like Star Valley was last year, where we've got so much maturity and experience at the varsity level that it shows, and you don't even really have to try. It just shows. So I think that's probably the hope is that, you know, guys have matured, and hopefully it shows out tonight. So.
Jesse Hooper, long snapper for the Wyoming Cowboys, joining us in studio this morning as part of All Request, First Bank Sports Friday. Jesse, before we let you go here, I was hoping you could give us a little insight what it's like to play for Coach Bull, because I think the Wyoming culture is naturally drawn to Coach Bull just because of the way he runs the program, the way he conducts himself, or the way he does business in the public. Give us a little behind the scenes. What is it like to play for Coach Bull?
I think tough love is a good way to describe it. You know, he's the first person to get on you when you mess up, but he's never going to get on you to a point where you start having self-doubt or whatnot. He's going to, you know, let you know, hey, obviously that wasn't right. Here's what we need to do to fix it. You're a great football player. You're going to fix it, and you're going to be great. It's as simple as that. And, you know, he is tough, but when you do get to finally interact with him and create a personal relationship, he's probably one of the best people I've ever met. He's a great guy, and you know, I can't even begin to say how thankful I am for that man. So,
all right, Jesse Hooper, thanks so much for joining us, Jesse.
Awesome, thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, next time we'll have you on. Hopefully we'll see you on the field shortly.
Yeah. Hopefully. I know there's 120-something guys hoping that, too. So.
Right. Absolutely. Jesse Hooper, long snapper for the Wyoming Cowboys, joining us live in studio this morning. It's all part of First Bank Sports Friday.